Leading the news this morning, it's that topic indeed. Labor leaders searching for a compromise on same-sex marriage ahead of the party's national conference, which begins this morning. The National Right convener, David Feeney, says his faction has decided to vote as a bloc in a conscience vote on the issue. But Right faction member and Rainbow Labor delegate, as mentioned, Andrew Barr, says many are still undecided. US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has cautiously welcomed political changes in Burma during a visit to the country. She says she won't remove sanctions yet and has called for the release of all political prisoners and free and fair elections. Secretary Clinton also met the pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The United Nations is now describing the situation in Syria as a civil war. The UN estimates the death toll from the country's nine-month uprising is now much more than 4,000 people. Syria's main opposition group has joined forces with army defectors to oust President Bashar al-Assad. International pressure is also mounting on the government as the European Union has imposed more sanctions. A 14-year-old Australian boy jailed in Bali on drugs charges could be released today. Prosecutors handling the case have filed papers accepting a two-month sentence for the boy, who was arrested with nearly 4 grams of marijuana on his possession in early October.